Welcome back to the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone. We're going to talk some NFL free agency talk here. It is now officially 3 weeks until the NFL free agency starts. In fact, it starts at 3 p.m. Central Time, 3 weeks from today. So we're almost exactly right on it to the hour. And there are some big. We're going to talk about some of the big names in free agency this year. One of the big names that I'm interested to see what your input is. We're going to go down position by position. We're going to start with the quarterbacks. Two of the biggest names, three of the biggest names from the quarterback position are Michael Vick, Josh McCown, who had the great season with Chicago, and then Josh Freeman, the former number one, the former first round draft pick.
Well, you don't see 17 on that list.
Tim Tebow, are you serious?
How legitimate is this list if he's still on there? And Brady Quinn farther down?
Well, I mean, Tim Tebow could just be – he's on the free agent list every year.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a contract anymore, though.
Yeah. He's got commercials.
He's got the T-Mobile contract.
And then he's got the SEC Network now contract.
This is going to be one of the most interesting things, I think, in this free agency pool here is where does Michael Vick end up and in what role does he end up?
I don't think Michael Vick ends up anywhere as a starter. I feel like that ship has sailed for this point in his career.
And is it due to a lack of production ability, or is it because of his lack or him not being able to stay healthy?
It's one part's ability and it's one part's healthy. I mean, if you're going to buy into a dynamic type of quarterback, one, that quarterback's got to be very, very intelligent as far as protecting himself. I think that's probably the best thing that Russell Wilson did this past season is that, yes, he's very dynamic athletic quarterback, but he never took any shots he didn't have to. Instead of like lowering his shoulder and trying to get an extra yard, he'd go out of bounds. And that's just smart. That's what a quarterback that knows his lifespan is going to do. He took care of the ball. He knew when to call a play dead. That's what Michael Vick's, I think, ultimate Achilles heel has been since day one in this league, is that he's always tried to extend plays. He's always tried to make things happen when they aren't always there. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes he broke four ribs in one play. And Michael Vick, I think, could be a very good wildcat, very good wrinkle kind of guy, especially for someone who's creative in their offense.
Let's be honest, though, the wildcat is dead.
Wildcat's dead, but you could still run gadget plays with a quarterback who could run. I mean, Bill Cowher used to do it all the time with the Steelers. You know, just stockpile Hines Ward, Antoine Randall L, and put four different guys on the field that could throw at any moment, and that's just good for any sort of gadget play. It's a good wrinkle to have in your offense.
Well, if that's the case, how come nobody's signing Tim Tebow?
Because Tim Tebow can't throw. Michael, do I have to be the guy to say it? Because in order for it to be a trick play, they've got to be able to respect the pass.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's your opinion on Michael Vick?
See, what I think for Michael Vick is he's going to be a starter on a team, but he's going to be that veteran role guy for like a Johnny Manziel to come behind him. So a team's going to sign him and then draft Johnny Manziel
to
put behind him.
Can you imagine the after-game parties between Michael Vick and Johnny Manziel? I don't feel like that's even safe for humans.
Michael Vick's chill now. He's mellowed out a lot.
He has.
Actually, 23 months in prison might do that to you.
Maybe.
But I feel like he fit the role of, I can go out here and show you what to do, because I don't think Johnny Manziel's like, oh, let's just put you in the first week. Because he's going to get hit, sacked the first time, and be like, wow, I'm going to get injured playing this game. So I say you put him in front of Johnny Manziel, whatever team. You pick him up as a veteran starter. Put him in there. Because we've seen that in the past with the guys waiting. Like, I think Matt Hasselbeck did that for Jake Locker and other guys. Because I don't think this draft class is let's just get him started right off the bat and let him take the hits and just throw him into the fire. This is just put somebody in front of him to even maybe for the first three games. I say Michael Vick's at least going at one start this year.
What kind of what team do you think would be a good fit for him?
Maybe the Texans, because that's one of either the Texans or.
So you're pretty much saying whatever team Johnny Manziel goes to.
Probably, because why would you put him in front of someone that's like Blake Bortles, who's a pocket passer? that would be two separate roles to try to teach Vic how to run, and then you're trying to teach this guy to stay in the pocket. I say either do that, or maybe you do him for McCarron that may take a couple more years. So you sign Vic to a 2-year deal.
So if you're thinking he's going to be a backup, Alex, so where do you think he's going to wind up? Because this is a guy who's probably going to make a decent chunk of change as a backup then.
He's probably going to make a decent, a guy I could see taking a risk on Michael Vick, and it's a guy that could utilize him well in an offense that already exists. The San Francisco 49ers. You put Michael Vick and Colin Kaepernick in the same backfield. Both can run. Both can throw decently. Who do you guard?
And Colt McCoy, who was the backup this past season, is currently a free agent as well. So that's that's something that they'll have to look into.
That's just someone who initially comes to mind as who could be dynamic enough to make that happen.
And even that could also do another out option in the event that San Francisco doesn't want to pay Kaepernick because he's due for a big raise soon.
That's true. That's true. So there's a whole lot.
I bet they already have, maybe Colt McCoy is the next guy to come up after Kaepernick.
Well, McCoy's a free agent, though.
But he could just, why would you have a backup that he didn't play at all, and he's already been a starter at other places? Maybe he's the next Kaepernick.
I
just mean the next guy to be a backup to come into play.
I really don't know where I could see Michael Vick winding up. I look at all the, I think about all the teams around the league right now that need quarterbacks, and I feel like a lot of the teams that need quarterback, this is not a strong free agent pool in quarterbacks.
Well, you normally don't see that with quarterbacks that often.
You don't, and because they normally get extensions before they're ever on the market. That's
or you
why.
Trade your backup, like we could see Cousins being traded over. So I think you see young backups.
And speaking of backups that emerged this year, we're going to talk about Josh McCown, a guy who had an outstanding 2013 season and replaced. When he came in and replaced Jay Cutler when Cutler was injured. And McCown now, he'll be 35, I believe, during the season next year. Good veteran quarterback. Do you see him getting a shot somewhere, or do you think he will just re-sign with Chicago? Because I felt like that offense was a really good fit for him. Or do you see him maybe turning into a guy kind of like a Rich Gannon who blossomed late in his career?
I kind of view him as more like a Matt Cassel, who's also on this list of potential free agent quarterbacks this year. This is a guy who had a very good season, playing it for a solid offensive system, a lot like Matt Cassel did. When Tom Brady went down, there were a lot of weapons around, and that was a good offense to try and take control of, and he did a good job of it. I viewed the Chicago Bears as a similar type of team with a good amount of weapons that someone could step in and be successful with. Not taking anything away from Mr. McCown, he did a great job, but I feel like it was much more a product of the system. If he wants to get paid, I feel like there's someone who's going to be willing to pay him.
I mean, he had two Pro Bowl receivers this year there with Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall, Jeffrey, was Forte hurt the entire time?
Forte was he was there for the majority of the season. He's a great offensive threat when he's there.
Yeah.
This is a very – with Mark Trestman, in their first year, this was a very offensive-oriented team,
yes.
Something that the Bears are
not used to.
Well, the thing about McCown is, though, I could see him potentially winding up in a capacity similar to how Brett was describing Michael Vick and coming in as a veteran, a guy who's been around the league for a while. I mean, he's been in the league for since 12th, I think this might be his 12th season coming up in the league. He's been in the league for a while now. I could see him, coming in and I guess kind of being a mentor or being a starter as they transition from a transition into a new quarterback. But at the same time, though, a lot of these quarterbacks that come into the league now that are drafted in the first round are expected to play immediately. So if he doesn't end up in Chicago, I think he's going to end up with one of these teams that is looking to draft a pocket-style quarterback, and those two players will compete for the starting job heading into the season. What are your thoughts on McCown?
I'm going to agree that could happen, but I could see a lot of teams with – if a quarterback, like we saw with Michael Vick, they have to have some sort of solid backup to expect him to get injured. So I'm going to look at a team like maybe San Francisco or something, like just in case if Kaepernick got injured, you need a solid backup. Or trying to think of some of the common injured quarterbacks, but he would be a good guy that, like the Bears did, because they had Jason Campbell backup. So Chicago's normally had former starters as backup, so I think that would happen.
I actually just thought about this. I'll tell you a place I could see where he could wind up. he could wind up in Tampa Bay playing for his former coach, Lovie Smith. And you're talking about a team that needs that is in need of a quarterback. I don't think they're really going to move forward with Glennon at the quarterback position. I think they're looking to draft someone. I think they'll keep Glennon on the roster, though. But I think that could be a situation where he could go in and help them immediately.
And I think it's really cool we're talking about quarterbacks who are potential free agents this year. Recent story that I saw was that the Rams are not going to offer an exemption to Sam Bradford.
And I think they should make him play it out.
Very, very good call. For Rams are my team. And they gave him a whole lot of guaranteed money. And he's gotten all of it.
And that was before. He was part of one of the last draft classes to be to get the rookies that got the real big paychecks before the new collective bargaining agreement had the rookie salary cap. So I mean he's gotten his payday.
He's gotten all of his money, whether he's earned it or not. I know is a point of contention between some fans, but I would look for the Rams either to maneuver for a free agent quarterback to do something as particularly in a backup role, because Sam Bradford is perpetually hurt and now not invested long term with the Rams, or even potentially with the draft. Now the Rams have the Redskins first round pick this year, and also have a decent first round pick from how they finished in the regular season. Not too far from missing the playoffs. I would be surprised if the Rams don't make a dynamic move on draft day to maybe try to jump up and grab one of these elite quarterbacks.
That would be something that I wouldn't be surprised to see either. We'll see when the draft comes around. I want to run down some more notable names on the quarterback list before we get into some running backs, which there's a lot of notable names on the running back list. Some other big names on here are, like I said, Colt McCoy. Then there's Matt Flynn, a guy who's bounced around. I kind of expect him to re-sign in Green Bay. He's been with three different teams now in the last two seasons, and he hasn't really panned out with either of those. I think Green Bay is his place. Some other names on here are Derek Anderson, a guy who
hasn't he been the backup of Carolina for the last like 3 years?
No, he led the Browns almost to a playoff spot. And then obviously we talked about Tim Tebow. Rex Grossman is on here. Jimmy Clausen, a guy who's been the backup in Carolina for the last few years.
Charlie
Whitehurst, and then Brady Quinn.
Clausen's been cut. He's been out of the league for 2 years.
Yeah. Has he been out of the league for that
long? Yeah, Derek Anderson was the backup for Carolina
this year, and he was in Arizona before that.
Yeah.
But so we're going to move on to running backs, and this website has listed as their number one running back on here. It's actually kind of surprising to me. Ben Tate, a guy, I mean, he's been productive in the two back system in Houston when he's gotten, I guess, what would you say, about 30% of the carries there.
He doesn't have a lot of work
rotating snaps with Arian Foster. That's kind of a surprise there. I mean, that's not a real notable name, but I am going to go down through here and talk about some of the big name guys that are on this list that are free agents.
LeGarrette Blount so low for having such a huge one playoff game. So many guys just have one big game, and he's pretty far down here, and he's a pretty consistent guy.
But that's a big name on there, a guy who's been productive both in Tampa and New England, both teams that he's been with. But Darren McFadden at number three, a guy who's been very productive when he's been healthy, and that's been the big issue. No Sean Marino, starting running back for the AFC champion Denver Broncos. Maurice Jones-Drew, one of the top leading active rushers in the NFL right now. He's been in Jacksonville his whole career. He's been stuck on a really bad team the last few years.
Really bad.
And you got to wonder if he's going to want to try and get out now and maybe make a move similar to like Steven Jackson did this past season and move to what is going to be a potential contender for the next season, for the 2014 season. Ahmad Bradshaw, a two-time champion with the New England with the New York Giants, had a pretty good season with the Colts this year. They had a three-back rotation there with him and Trent Richardson and Donald Brown. Actually, Donald Brown is on this list as well in front of Bradshaw. Then we said LeGarrette Blount. James Starks, a guy who was the starter for the Green Bay Packers on their 2011 Super Bowl championship team. Some other notable names on here. Toby Gearhart, the former Heisman Trophy finalist and backup to Adrian Peterson. Peyton Hillis, former Madden cover boy, who had the big year in Cleveland, hasn't really done anything since.
And the Giants signed him off the street last year. I'm surprised he's that high on the list, seeing as there's other guys that were starters on teams.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some other veteran guys like Willis McGahee and Leon Washington who might not even find themselves in the league next year. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about some of these guys on here. Knowshon Moreno is a big one that I want to talk about. He had his first. This is his best season he's had as a pro, and the Broncos have some other guys that they need to sign. I know they want to try and keep Eric Decker, and keep some money saved up for some guys on the defensive side of the ball. What do you think the situation is going to be with Moreno?
Well, Moreno's position, I think, is even a little bit more complicated in that they just drafted Monte Ball, who I think has a lot of potential of taking over a starting running back role as he matures. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Knowshon is no longer a Bronco after this year.
And I think the Broncos, he needs the Broncos more than anybody else, because I could not see him go to another team and be that productive. Peyton Manning pretty much made him the Edgerrin James of the Broncos, which we thought he was a bust a while ago.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to continue to talk about some running backs and some other notable players from other positions as we continue our NFL free agency talk. You're listening to the Student Section on 90.7 The Capstone.